Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei. Chulin Daf Pei. We made it into the 80s. Chulin Daf Pei. And we are on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, actually Pei Amud Aleph. We left off on a cliffhanger. We left off with a question that the Gemara was going through all these different shitas of the Tanaim relating to the sugya of Choshishin Lezera Ha'av or not. Do we take paternity into account when it comes to all these various halachas? And the Gemara brought up Osova Es Beno. The Gemara brought up, that's the context of our parak. The Gemara brought up Kisui Hadam. Because it's important to know, if you have a mother and a father, one is a chaya, one is a behema. Kisi Adam only applies to chayos. And also, the third context that was brought up was Zroa L'chayayim and Keva, the matanas that we give to a kohen, and that is dafka by behema. So you have three different contexts, and we're trying to ask, what do each of the shitas hold in the context about Choshen L'zera Ha'av? So by the end of the day, on the bottom of Ayin Tesma Beis, we seem to have proven that both Rabbi Eliezer, who comes up in the context of Zro L'chayayim and Keva, and comes up on top in the context of Oso Oso Es Beno, so Rabbi Eliezer holds Choshen L'zera Ha'av Misafik. The Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, we already proved, also hold Choshen L'zera Ha'av Misafik. So the Gemara ended off by saying, so what's the difference? I mentioned that we're going to come back to Ezra's discussion of Esrog Amurkav, that we're going to wait till Amud Beis, where we will, maybe a little bit later on Amud Aleph, but we'll bring it up in a little bit. Anyway, so says the... Actually, towards the beginning. So it says the Gemara, so what are they arguing about? If they both hold the Yechoshish L'zera Ha'av Misafik, the Gemara answers, B'seh va'afilu miksaseh. The Machlokas is about, in each context, is it enough to have a little bit of the seh status? A little bit of the seh ingredient of a parent? Is that good enough? Everybody says you're always machmir in all directions about Choshen L'zera Ha'av or not. But in certain cases, you're only going to have miksas seh. Some contexts are going to need an entire seh as the lineage, and some not. That's the machlokas. So Rabbanan Savri, seh v'afilu miksas seh. In all the contexts, the Rabbanan hold, even miksas seh is enough. So in a case where you have miksas seh, that's going to be good enough for Zro L'chayayim and Keva. That's where you're going to be chayav in Zro L'chayayim and Keva. In Kisi Adam, as we'll see, that's an issue of chaya. But in Osov Es Beno, again, miksaseh is going to be good enough. And that's why we will see in both contexts, like for example, the Rabbanan say, it's noig b'koi, the case that we're talking about in Machlokes is where you have miksaseh. Rabbi Eliezer suffer sevelo miksaseh. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you always need a complete seh, velo miksaseh. Let's see the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rashi. So, Amar of Papa, Sehilkach, let's plug it in. Right, we got to spend some time here just figuring it out and plugging in this shita that everybody's always choshish in both directions. So how does this machlokas fit in? So hilkach le'inyan kisi adam, which again we'll talk about soon regarding kisi adam umatanos lo mishkachatz. What must be the case on the machlokas by kisi adam and the matanos the zor lachem the keva? The machlokas is lo mishkachatz ella b'tzvi habalat hayasha. Again, a tzvi, a chaya that is the father, and a behema that's the mother. That's the case. The Bain L'Rabbanan, Bain L'Rabbalazar, Misafka Lui, Choshen L'Zera. Although, that's what we said, right? Everybody's Choshesh Misafik. So the Machlokas is, V'kamiflagi B'sev Avilu Miksaseh. The Machlokas is about this. As what? Let's read the Rashi. Rashi says, right here, V'hadik Tani, second skinny line. Okay, it's a big Rashi, but this is just on the same Pashup Shad of the Gemara. V'hadik Tani, Ein Choshesh, Ein Shochtin. So let's talk about Kisi Adam. What was Kisi Adam? The Mishnah in Beitza said, don't shecht the koi l'chatchila. It was brought up in Beitza, right, on the middle of yesterday's Amud. Don't shecht the koi l'chatchila on Yantif. Right, why? Because you're not sure. Is he a chai? Is he a behema? What are you going to do about Kisi Adam? And if you shechted, then you cannot cover its blood. Ein mechasen es damo. That was the one line. So what's that case talking about? So that source says Rashi ain't shochet, that's the Rabbanan. Why? Why can't you be choshesh? Umishum shema choshishin. Because maybe you are choshesh for zera ha'av v'chayiv b'kisui and it's chayiv b'kisui de'islahu tzvi v'afilu miksas tzvi. The father here that we're talking about is a tzvi. So therefore, maybe there is. You are a chayiv b'kisui. V'shema ain't choshesh, but maybe you're not choshesh for zera ha'av, so you only go by the mother who is a behema, and therefore you should not cover. Right, and that's the shita of the Rabbanan. why is there shita that you have the ein shochtin? Because they hold that even mixas svi, even mixas of the seh, or the animal is good enough, thank you, and therefore one has to be worried, in the case of choshishin, that you're talking about a chaya, that you should have to do the kisui. Right, and then Rashi adds, the opposite case would not work as a point of contention. That case where you have a behema as a father and a chaya as a mother, that wouldn't work as a machlok as in the Kisi Adam case. Why? Detect titkom karabanan. Look, lekalokma. The titkan karabanan to havada ike mixa svi velishchor velichsi l'rabanan. According to that, the mother is a chaya. So according to the rabbanan, you'd for sure have a chi of kisui. So there wouldn't be a lachadchila of ein shochten. So that is why that direction cannot work according to the rabbanan. The only case of machlokas is where you have a father who is a tzvi, a chaya, and a mother who is a tayasha, a behema. And according to that is case of Kisi Adam. The Gemara then says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could have learned it the other way, but we want to be welcome like the Rabbanan. So that's why we, at least the Rabbanan, so that's why we say that we explain that source about Beitza is about Kisi Adam is about the Rabbanan. Fine, that is all number one. So regarding Kisi Adam, we just said, again, Linyan Kisi Adam, back to the Gemara, Linyan Osov es Beno, I lost my place. V'kamifiki b'sev afilu mixas seh. Semicolon. I'm sorry, so that was all about Kisi Adam. And that was also about Matanos. So let's explain that one. Matanos, what was the Machlokas? So again, the Machlokas was, there was a case that the Tanakhama said that you're chayiv to give Matanos, and Eliezer said, no, only mina eza mina rachel. So Rashi explains, continuing that Rashi, ulinya matanos nami, bitzvi balatayasha. Same thing. This one gained chaya, that is lit, that's the father, and a behema, that's the mother. Ulu Rebbe Eliezer, pater lagamri. According to Rebbe Eliezer, you're totally pater. Why? Because he says you need full. And if you say you need full, so you need a full shoraseh, you need a full behema, and here you at least have a mixas chaya. Right? Because the Shema Choshishin, if you're Choshishin, then you have a chaya as a father. So therefore, that's the case of Machlokas when it comes to the Matanos. Next, back to the Gemara. Le'inyin osov es beno mishkachas la bein b'taya shabala tzviya u bein b'tzviya bala tayasha. But regarding the osov es beno, the third context, which was the top of yesterday's Amid Beis, Ayin Tesma Beis, that could be in either direction. That machlokas can be in either direction. We're going to finish our statement here, the whole thing, and then we'll make some comments. So how can it work in both ways? Let's work it out. Leinoso vespino. So, pitayish haba alat sviya uli isura. The case of, remember, oso vespino is only by sharoseh. Sharoseh oso vespino lo sishchatu biyomechad. Right, so it doesn't apply by chayas. So this can work in both directions, says the Gemara. How so? So tayish haba al ha tzviya, in a case of father behema and mother chaya, that machlokas would be about ule isura. That would be regarding, do you get an isser? You would not get, isser here is in contrast to full-blown isser with malchus. Isser is in contrast, isser means just an isser daraisa, but we're not going to give you malchus because it's still a suffix. So let's see. The Rabbanan Savi, Rabbanan hold, again, in the case where the father is a behema and the mother is a chaya, Dilma Choshen LeZera Ha'av, you have to be worried about Zera Ha'av, Seva Filo Mixa Se'amrinan, Va'aser, but your Choshev is Zera Ha'av, but the mother is a behema. So the mother is a behema, so it's for sure part behema. For sure part behema, Rabbanan hold, Mixa Se'amrinan. And that's why you're going to be chayiv in Osoves Beno here. Yes, I agree that you're always choshesh, but you don't say that, and therefore this mother is a tzviya, is a chaya, and you need, according to Rebbe Eliezer, a full behema for osov es beno. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, there would not be osov es beno in that case, no isser. And according to the Rabbanan, there would be. You're not going to get malchus, because according to the Rabbanan, if you are ein choshishin lezera ha'av, so then it would just be coming from a chaya that you shouldn't violate osov es beno. So that's why it's only going to be an isser. We're going to say don't do it, but Bez is not going to give you malchus because it's what Rashi calls hasara safik. You're not sure. We're choshes in both directions. But b'tzvi, that's in one direction. B'tzvi habalat hayasha ulamalkus. But if you have the other type of kai, where you have a tzvi, a father chaya, and a mother behema, that machlokus is even about malkus. Why? Because here the Rabbanan would say, you for sure get malkus because you at least have miksas set. Rabbanan savri nihina mitachoshen lezera ha'av. Find your choshesh for the father who happens to be a chaya. Sev afilo miksas se amrinan. But here the mother is a behema, so you for sure going to violate oso vespino. Umalkinon le, and that's why you're going to give malkus. For Rabbi Leizer savri, no isura ika malkus leka. There's an isser here. There's for sure an Isser here, but maybe not Malkus. Why? According to the Rebbe Lazar, Isura Ika, why would according to him there would be an Isser? Doesn't he require total Seh? Yeah. So Dilma ain't Choshen Lezer Ha'af. Maybe you're not Choshesh for the father, and therefore you just go by the mother, which is a Behema, V'hai Semal Yehu. And therefore it's a perfect Seh. But Malkus Leka, but you're not going to give Malkus according to Rebbe Lazar, Dilma Choshen Lezer Ha'af, V'sev Afilu Miksa Seh, Lo Amrinan. So you just got to fill in the blanks of a chart that we make in our, oh, there is a chart there, that we make in our heads even, just the three different contexts, Osov Espino, Matanos, and Kisui Hadam, and just plug it in the Gemara with Rashi's help, explains it clearly and beautifully. Okay, two Ha'aris to mention. Number one is the Sefer Chinuch that I did not get to mention yesterday, and on the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, is there a svara we could give that why Kisui Hadam is only by Chayos and not Behemos? By a chayav, mitzvah to cover that. By a para, in all the shlacht houses, by paras, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. Right? Only by chayas. Right? Only by a kosher chaya. Right? When it comes to a deer, when it comes to a, we'll get to other chayas today. Other chayas. So why is there no kisi adam? Only by chayas and ofos. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Pei Zayin. L'chazot adam achazvichas chaya o of. We're going to have a whole parak about this. So let's remember this chinuch. But the whole parak, the next parak, is parak Yisi Adam. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Lefisha HaNefesh Tluya Badam. Kamosha Amarno Bisur Dam. The blood is a symbol of the soul. That's the life support. Lachain Ro'i Lanu Lachasos HaNefesh Ulahastiro Me'ein Ro'av Terem Nochal HaBasar. Therefore, it's appropriate for us to cover the blood, the soul slash blood, before we eat the basar. Ki gam bazeh nikne midas achzarius benafshenu lechal basar vanefesh nishpach lefaneinu. It's similar to the idea of Avraham and Achai, but it's kind of like we're consuming while we see the life in front of us. We see the nefesh and we're eating the basar. It's a little achzarius, brazen. No, it shouldn't be in view. So we'll talk about that in a second. Ubebehemos lo nesavinu kach. Why not a behema? Lefi, because there are at least some behemos that their blood has a destiny. What's that? Dam behema nitam lekarbon lekapara nafshoseinu v'yevshal lechasoso. You can't do kisi adam for dam behemas kachim because that blood is nitan al mizbeach. And once we have some dam behema that is nitan al mizbeach, so the Torah is not machalik. Rolo ratsa Torah lechalik lo nebim mukdashin lechulin. IVM gamba min ha'ofos. Same thing by birds. Because yesh mi ha'karva gabi mizbeach muadu, even though there's only a very few birds that go on the mizbeach, right? Yonaz and Torim. Udzavar muad lo tochush ha'torah la'olam. That's why by birds, there is a mitzvah of kisi adam, even though some of them go on the mizbeach, because only two types of birds go on the mizbeach. Most birds do not. By behemoths, there are a lot of behemoths that go on the mizbeach. Right, shor, seh, tzon, gedi, a lot of kvasim, izim. Right, so that's why the Torah was mechayev kisi adam by ofos and not by behemos. Okay, number one. Yeah.
Is there an aisle that's, we have El Nazir and...
We have an aisle, aisle's a behema. It's not a behema, so there's no chayas that are karbanas. What? I think an aisle is a behemoth. You could bring an aisle, it's a ram. One other ha'ar, and that is what I alluded to yesterday, and that is Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov here, but I didn't read the whole tshuva until yesterday. Shvus Yaakov here discusses Simon Lamed Vav, the issue of an esrog murkav, a grafted esrog. Grafted esrog, it comes from a lemon, from an esrog, it's not pure. So the question is that kosher or not? Can you use a grafted esrog or not? So again, ruba de ruba, the poskim all say that lechadchila, one should not use a grafted esrog on a lechadchila level. Bid the evid, if that's the only one you have, that's the shaila. Could you make a brach on a grafted esrog? That's the only esrog that you can get. That is the question. So says the Shvus Yaakov. Well, first of all, there's the Lavush, which everybody argues on. What did the Lavush say? I'll read you the Lavush first. I brought the Lavush. The Lavush in Tafresh Mem Tes says, Yesh rotzim lahachshir osam ha-esrogim ha-boy min ha-pardes shekorin gartzi. V'ani omer sheim psulim min ha-Torah. Shari yadua sheim merkavim. They're merkav. Shahar horkav anaf me'ilan esrog betoch ilan martz. O lemon, O ifcha, and therefore hare nevda ba avera da harkava, an avera was done to it. V'yav agav sheher kivu akum, and even though maybe non-Jews did it, ha'ika l'man damer perak dalan mises. There's a day in Sanhedrin that filu ben Noach mitzuva al harkavas ilan. There's a day there that says that's part of grafting. What is it? Giluya. Right, the mixing up, I know which one it will be included in, but there's a day there. Okay, Kivan, and here's his line. The Kivan Shenevda Boavera, Afagav de Mutter Ba'achila, Imis Ligavoha. Dumya de Behemas Kilayim. Similar to Kilayim, Afagav de Mutter Ba'achila, Asur Lakarban. Grafted items, right, we spoke about nectarines yesterday. All grafted items are Mutter for me to eat. They're not Asur Ba'achila, it's Asur for me to actively create them. But they're not Asur Ba'achila. The only thing that's Asur, Kilayim-wise, is Kilayakarem, has to be burned, last week's Parsha, Pentukdash, or Shatnez, of course, as an Isra Levisha. But, you're allowed to sell Shatnez, just not allowed to wear Shatnez. But the, but says the Lavush right here in Tafresh Memtes, in my opinion, when it comes to using it for a carbon, using it in that way, for a lulav, to shake a lulav, do a mitzvah, that's off limits. You can't make a bracha. So I compare that case, just like kilayim can't be used for a carbon, so too a grafted esrog cannot be used for shaking lulav. Generally, the achronim argue on this svara of the lavush. On the svara of the lavush. Rav Moshe yesterday said, shechianu you can't make nevda bo avera. That's different. Shechianu is, I'm so happy. Right, that's not a berachas mitzvah. The question is, could he use this for a berachas mitzvah? So that's what the Shvus Yaakov starts off with. He starts off quoting the Lavush, and he says, "Achein divrei Lavush kfar machu alav ha'achronim mea uchla ba'uchla." The achronim already bopped him over the head 100 times. Right, look at the Taz right there in Tafresh Mem Tes. He quotes all of the svaras. We don't say that svara. We don't say that svara. This is in Kachim, and even the Avera doesn't stick. It's not like Gezel, where it's still stolen, and it might still be have the mitzvah baba vera element. Chada, because first of all, we paskin also that a ben noach is not mitzuva on harkava. So the guy did not do anything wrong. Number one. Number two, maybe an esrog with a lemon is even min bamino, and it's not aser barkava anyway. Who says that's included in, it might be called Murkav, it's not a pure esrog, but who says that's in the Isra of Harkava? Who says that's two different types? Number two. So he says, I don't agree with the Lavush. He says, Ivra, mitam macherim, machzigan or lifsal esrog Murkav. For other reasons, I think it's a problem to use a Murkav, but not because that nevadaba avera. Then he goes through a whole long tshuva relating to, maybe it's not called an esrog anymore, once it's Murkav. But then he quotes, V'shamati shepo prag b'yemei mori chami zakeni. I heard that in the time of my grandfather here in Prague, that one year all they had was an esrog morkav, and the rabbi of the shul said you cannot use it, and the shach happened to be visiting town at that time. And the shach, going basifse kohen, shahaya be'esahi oreach, natala lun po prag, v'horu lahatir lavarech aleha b'shas atchak. And the Shach Paskins is the only one you have. Shas Atchak, you can make a bracha on it. The Iker Tama, why? Ik apia sugya, de se, vafilu mixase. That's why we're doing this here. Chulun dape. Afilu mixase, vahuadin, gabi esrug. Esrug afilu mixas esrug. Nami ne mehachi. That's what you could say. That's what he says. And then what happened? Ukisherata wahaschil, ikvuhu min hashamayim. When the Chazan was about to say halal, obviously something happened. Shenafal ha'esrog miyado. V'nishbar ha'ukitz. I guess he means the pitum. Mitocho. That's it. And that's what that was finished. The one esrog that they had. Acharkach bo k'savim miglilos elu, mibidines Ashkenaz, upolin, umerin, shel kol ga'onei aretz hodu, horu l'maisa, shel olavarech aleyem bo'sashana. Right, we all got letters afterwards. It's good. It fell. It was a siman hashamayim. We're going to have hopefully a daf be'in shir either this week or next week about this topic about paskening from based on simanim and hashamayim. I don't think we've ever talked about that in ein shir dreams simanim. Just put we've mentioned it a lot, but just put it all together. V'hagon balashach nischaret al harazu kodem moso. And before I'm on his deathbed, the Shach thought back about this situation. Tziva lebeno b'ksav yado, sheyevakish mechila me'eis mori chomi zakani. Right? He said, ask mechila for that rabbi that said you're not allowed to use it. Al sheshagag b'davar zed negdo. Ubeno herak sav yado lemori zakani. Right? My grandfather saw the ksav yad of that apology. V'tiyem nuchasam kavodu b'tzel shakai yisloninu akan shamati. Okay. That's the story in the Shavuos Yaakov. Then he goes, V'chein haskamas, kol haposkim, taz magen Avraham, v'chul v'chul, te'in l'varech aleim, afilu b'shas atchak, afilu b'shar yamim, v'kol shekein b'yom rishon. Okay. Then he quotes at the end, from the Bach, those who want to make a bracha on it, ein limchos b'yadam, but either way, it seems to be that l'chad chilu, one should not be using that esrog. But not because of the Levush's reason, because of other reasons. But that's the story of the Shach, that said, sev afilu mixaseh, has something to do with the Chag of Sukkos. Okay, we move on. You read these first 15 lines of the Gemara, you think it's pretty tedious, but there's excitement in the air. Amar Rav Yehuda, Vayter, middle of Amar Aleph, says Rav Yehuda. We've been discussing Koi, so the Gemara is going to quote two other opinions or two other types of Koi. Koi Birya Bivnei Atzmahi, as we saw from the Rashba yesterday. A Koi is a unique... Right, don't tell me choshen zera av or not. No, it's a birya b'fnei atzma. V'lo echriya bo chachamim im min behemahi im min chayahi. It has a little bit of chaya. It has a little bit of behema that makes it its own entity. It's its own item. Min behema. So Rashi says here. Rashi says, and it's not. See the last 10 lines, skinny lines of Rashi. V'lo mikel behema v'chayahu ba. What is Rashi saying? It's talking about a different type of animal. It's impossible, this opinion says, that a chayin behema can mate and have offspring. So this is a machlokas and metzias. Well, the other Tanam say it is possible. So that's what it seems like. Or you might just say that this is another category of koi. That is also another way that you can understand it. Rav Nachman Amar, koi ze ayil habar. Whenever we say koi, we mean a wild ram. Ayil habar. Okay, fourth opinion. Kitanoi. Really, this is machlokas tanoim. Koi ze ayil habar. The yesh omrim. Some say habar ze habar menatayish menatzviya. For Rav Yossi omer, koi biri bivnei atzmahi v'ochri bochachami min chayim min behema. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, min behema hi. He holds it's behema. V'shel beis dushai hayu magazlin mehen adarim adarim. And in beis dushai, they had a lot of herds of these kois. Okay, different opinions, period. What about some other animals? Once we're on the topic of, are certain animals chayas or behemas, let's talk about others. Amar of Zera, Amar of Safra, Amar of Hamnuna, Hani, Izi, Debala. These Bala goats. What are Bala goats? Rashi says Bala is a Ya'ar, is a forest, first wide line. So these forest goats, Kesherus Lagami Mizbeach, they're kosher. They're enough goat, even if they come from the forest, and you might think that's a wild animal, chaya. They're good enough to be a goat, to be able to be hooker of Agabi Abizbeach. Savar luck. You have to Amr Rav Yitzchak. He was like Rav Yitzchak. Eser behemus manah kasev. The Torah says there are 10 animals you're allowed to eat. Eser behemus. The Torah lists off. Look at the second white line of Rashi. He quotes the Pasuk. Shor sech zavim seh izim ayel tzvi v'yachmur v'akavadisha v'sov v'zomer. Lists off some behemus and then some chayus. V'sulo. Right? And there are no others. There are no others. And therefore, izi bala, you have to include in one of the other categories, so we assume, says Rashi, is included in A's. Right? Forest goats? So that's included in goats. Vahani, mitalo, back to the Gemara, mitalo, kachash, vahu, badi, chayos, since it's not in the list of chayos, and it's not included in any of the other chayos, shramina de'ez ninu, it must be considered a goat, and therefore, it can be a carbon. Maskav laravacha bar Yaakov, v'ema, ayo, kada, yorde, chelagalach, please. V'ema, ayo, tzvi, prat, Kol behema klal, prato klal, nasa klal, mosev ala prat, ika tuva. Maybe there should be a lot more. Maybe this is a prato klal, and therefore, there is really a lot. These are just examples. So, and then you have no raya, what it's included in. V'yem king, kol ani prat dilamali. What's the purpose of writing all these examples? It's obviously specific, says the Gemara. Maskevla Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika V'dilma mini da akoninu. Maybe it's included in the Akko animal, which is on the list, and that's a Chaya. So Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Lervashi V'yamrila Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya Lervashi Dilma mina de To'o O mina de Zamarninu. Maybe it's included in some of these other Chayas. Maybe who says it's included in A's? We're not exactly sure about what these other Chayas are, so maybe it's included in those. Those includes the Farah's ram. So Amalei, and not only do we have a suggestion that maybe it's a chaya, we even have somebody who paskin that it was a chaya. Amalei Rav Chanan, Rav Ashi, Amemar Shari Tarbayu. Amemar even allowed their fats, the fats of the animal. Right, the fats we know, chelev of a behemoth is aser, chelev of a chaya is mutter. So you see, it was even, he even matured it. So it's machlokas what these forest rams are considered. Period. Next, bo minei abba berei derav minyamin barchia, mei Rav Huna barchia. Maybe the grandson of Rabbi Chia asked the son of Rabbi Chia. Hani izi debalu, mahu lagabe mizbeach. Same question. He didn't hear the previous suggestion, right? Could you bring them on the mizbeach? Omer lei, ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Yosef Rabban el Bashar Habar. The only machlokas is the wild ox, ditnan. Shar habor, not the forest goat, meaning ditnan, shar habor min behemahu, Rabbi Yosi or min chaya. That's a machlokas. Right? It was very important to know. If you had a lot of animals, you got to know, can you bring this as a carbon or not? You have to go find yourself a new animal. Through abundant savri, through abundant say that it is an animal, it is a behema. Why? Mi de mitar geminon, turbala, mina de behemahu. Since the uncleus on the word to'o is turbala. Turbala is from the word turbala, right? A forest ox. But it calls it a, uncleus calls it a, an ox, meaning which is an example of a behema. So, mina de behemahu. And we know that's talking about what's under discussion here, the shor habar. So it must be a behema based on uncleus. Rabbi Yosi savar, mita kachashiv le bahadi chayos, mina de chayahu. No, since it's included in the discussion of chayos, in the next pasuk, Rashi says, so it's called it's a chaya. So the only machlokas is about the wild ox. Avalhani divrei akol mina de ezninu. But the goat for sure it's a behema. That's not under discussion. Let's just finish and then we'll talk about it. Maskav l'ravacha b'dravika v'dima mina de akoninu. Amli ravina l'ravashi v'dima mina de to'o mina de zamar ninu. Same thing. Amli ravnachol l'ravashi amemar shari tarbayu. Meaning, don't be so sure. Just because you think it's included in one, maybe it's included in the others as well. So the Gemara ends up not knowing about the forest goats, even though the wild oxen, the shor habor, that is a machlokas, whether it's a behema or a chaya. One interesting discussion. I couldn't believe this, but if you've seen the Shulchan Aruch before, then guess you knew. What is the shor habor? Do we have any idea what the wild oxes, shor habor? What do you think about? Like, if you try to think about an animal that we know of, the shor habor. Obviously, I'm not a kosher animal, because talking about it might be a karban. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chavches Sivdawid, Ha Buffalo. It's right here in the Shulchan Aruch. Buffalo. Nohagu, Shalo Lachasos Damo. The minag is not to do Kisi Adam. Why? If it's a Chayat to Kisi Adam. So we think it might be a behema. Might be a behema. This is based on this right here. Shor Habar. That's what many Rishonim assume might be the buffalo. Haga, the Yesh Mistafkin, but buffalo. Shehu Shor Habar, Shema Chayahu. Alkein tov lachasoso bilo bracha. O lishchot of gamkein. V'az yachol levarech al kisi adam yishum ha'of. Okay, get out of the suffix. A buffalo is a kosher animal. But the machlokas is what do you do about kisi adam? Because you're not sure if it's a chaya or a behema. So the Ramah says, always shecht an oaf with it so that you don't have a problem. That's what the grah he says right here. Buffalo, yesh v'yesh. Pligiim hu shor habar o ayal habar. So, there's a machlokas about shor habor, and there's a machlokas where the buffalo is the shor habor. Right? So, either way, the buffalo comes up on this daf. Right? The Gemara says the next piece, hu shor habor, defligubo, Rabbi Yosi v'tanakama, kaimon katanakama, v'chein pasak arambam. But the assumption is, according to many, that We are talking about the buffalo, number one. Number two, it's interesting that the Gemara brings up Unkelus. The Gemara brings up Unkelus as a raya. Right, we're not going to repeat now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Unkelus Dafyud Aleph, when Unkelus converted and converted others. At the end, if we have time, we will mention that Gemara again. But just to one hour, and that is, in the context, the Gavos of Unkelus comes up in the context of Shai Mikra Vechatargum, where the poskim discuss saying Unkelus, even though I don't understand Unkelus. Well, you know, the more I do Unkelus, the better Gemara I get, better Gemara skills, because Unkelus is all the Aramaic, same words as the Gemara. But the poskim say that there's something magical about Unkelus. Obviously, you have to do Shai Mikra Vechatargum, Rashi also counts, not having a shear on that right now, but there's another idea of the Ian Shear, we'll see. But the just to one example, Rav Avadia writes in Yechav Adas, Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Zayin, where he talks about Ha'im Kriya Shnai Mikra Vechatargum, Chova Gamla Misha Eino Maven Kol Kachas Sfasa Targum. If I don't understand Unkelus, is there still a chiyuv to do Unkelus? Okay, that's the second one. Could I say quietly during laning? So the first paragraph is all about the gavlus of Unkelus. Sheish lahakpid, he quotes from Rav Shrira Gon, Rav Amram Gon. Sheish lahakpid likro dafka targum Unkelus, lafisha nitan besinai. And he quotes from the Amshel Shlomo, who quotes the Arizal. Rabbeinu Arizal, his here ma'od al kriyas hatargum al piyak kabbalah. V'chein kasev v'chida, v'lachein, af mi she'enu maven kolkach sfas hatargum, alav likro ha'parsha, shnayim mikra v'echatargum. There's still a uniqueness and a special quality to the Unkelus, even if I don't understand it. Right, that's the Remez in Ve'ela Shmos. Ve'ela Shmos stands for V'chayev Adam Likro HaParsha Shnai Mikra V'chatargum. V'eila Shemos, that's the remez in the Torah for this idea. But Targum is Unkelus. The Gemara brings a raya from Unkelus even right here. Okay, let's continue. Two dots, says the Gemara. Getting back to our Mishnah. Remember our Mishnah? Our Mishnah had all the cases of permutation on Daf Ayin Ches. Two animals, right, by Osov Espino. Two carbon animals, two chulin animals. One carbon, one chulin animal. Did you shecht it inside the base of Mikdash? Did you shecht it outside the base of Mikdash? Did you switch in the middle? We had all the permutations. What was the upshot, the lamaisa? Every time you violated Osov Espino, you got malchus. Every time you violated chulin bifnim, the animal was pasul, but you didn't get malchus. Every time you violated real shchute chutz, kares and malchus. Right? So all that was the rules, and we just plugged it in. So Amar Boshia, kulam asisa delok Reb Shimon. The Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, because we're going to quote five rayas now, not like Reb Shimon. Why? What's Reb Shimon shita? Reb Shimon all over Shas, Baba Kama and elsewhere holds, shchita she'ena re'uya is lav shma shchita. A shchita that does not bring about a heter to eat, that is not halachically viewed as a shchita. And therefore, it's not going to be chayiv if what you require is a shchita. So we're going to quote from four or five of the cases of our Mishnah that it can't be that our Mishnah is following Reb Shimon shchita. So let's see. So, mimai, mita katani. Let's go for the first case. Kachim bachutz. You have two kachim bachutz. Harishon chayiv kares. V'shneim psulim. V'shneim sofkin asarabayim. What was that case? So they're both, the first guy's chayiv kares, because it's shchut echutz. The second guy, it's not shchut echutz anymore, the second animal, because now this is mechutzer zman. It's roy, not roy to go bifnim. So he's going to be chayiv for osov esbeno, but he's not going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. V'shneim psulim, Rashi, we're going to say in a minute, that why is he chayiv for shchut echutz at all? That's also shchut echutz eruya. That's exeris hakasav. Reb Shimon can argue on the Torah. So for shchut echutz, it's considered a shchita good enough for you to be chayiv. But that's it. So shneim psulim, the Mishnah said, they're both pasul animals. V'shneim psulim gnas arbam, and they both absorb malchus. Remember we spoke about the Tiferes Yisrael. Three pshatim. What does the word sofeg mean by malchus? Michti. So shavina le Reb Shimon d'amar shchita sheinu ruya lo shma shchita. We know Reb Shimon holds that shchita sheinu ruya is not a good shchita. So kama mikdal katzle. So the first one, for Oso Ve'ezbeno vantage point, the first one was just killed. For the first one being chayev for shchut echutz, let's say two people did it. So the first guy is chayev because mitzido, that's the gzeras hakasav of the Torah. You're chayev for shchut echutz. But from the vantage point of the second guy who's shechting the second animal, now we're dealing with the isra of Oso Ve'ezbeno. From his vantage point, the first animal, it was a shchita sheinu ruya. So it was as if it was killed. It wasn't shechted. It was a shchita sheinu ruya. So this other animal should be should be fine to shecht. Because the Isser Vosov Esbino doesn't mean killing two animals the same day. It means shechting the two animals the same day. So if the first one was not shechted, there's no problem with shechting the second animal. So now it's still a real carbon that can be brought bifnim, and if I shecht it outside, I should be chayev kares, according to Reb Shimon. I'm not! It says I'm only chayev malchus. Oh, Mishnah's against Reb Shimon. Right, that's the raya.
Even not according to Reb Shimon, if you messed up on a shechita.
If you messed up on a shechita, yeah, even not according to Reb Shimon, if you messed up on the shechita, the second one, so to the first guy would not be chayev shechut chutz in that case though. Only the second guy would be.
Saying, but
there's no iser vosas b'no. Correct. Stop the shechita. So, kama mikdal katzle, it's considered as if it is just killed. If you underline in your Gemara, second line in Rashi. Unehid le inyan shchut echutz les chayev kares havi shchita. Dekzeres akasavi. Aval achol mi li lav shchita hi. That's a crucial line in Rashi. Don't see on the Gemara. Rav Shimon has to agree to shchut echutz. That the guy's going to be chayev himself. But regarding other things, it's not a shchita. So back to the Gemara. So sheini miskabo bifnimu kares nami lechayev. So that's first proof against Rav Shimon. Next proof against Rav Shimon. Next case. Yeah.
How does that work?
Regarding the Isser of Shchut Echutz for the person who is shechting the carbon outside, it has to be considered a shechita for you to be Chayev Karis. But only that halacha. That's the Gzeres HaKasef.
No, but he's saying as far as Shchut Echutz, he said it was...
Regarding Shchut Echutz for the person shechting...
For the first animal,
he's Chayev Karis. So the Raya isn't about that one. The Raya is about the second one. The Raya against Rav Shimon is that the second guy who shechts the son... Why isn't he also chayev shchut echutz? Because from his vantage point, the first animal was just killed, not shechted. And therefore, the second animal, there's no more Isser Osov Esbeno. That's the raya. And therefore, the second guy should also be chayev shchut echutz. The second guy's vantage point is that the first one was just killed. So that's why, that's the raya against Reb Shimon. That's the first case. Second one, we'll talk about more after. What's the... Okay, we'll do more after. That the Rashi says, Chulin bifnim shneim sulim. Next case that we're going to ask a raya from. Chulin bifnim, you have two chulins inside. Shneim sulim vashini sofek asarbon. We said they're both pasul, because it's chulin ba'azara, and the second guy gets malchus, because there's no malchus for chulin ba'azara. So the second guy gets malchus for osov espino. So 1 second, michdi. Shemina leder of shemin dabar shchita shenir ruya losh mashchita. According to Reb Shimon, we say it's not a good shchita. So kama mikdal katle. So the first one was just killed from the second one's point of view. So Shani Amai Sofek Azarbaim. So why does the second one get Malkuts? It's not Osov Esbeno. Because the first one was not shechted. We're going to see in a minute that according to Reb Shimon, it's basically impossible to have Osov Esbeno by Kachim. But again, here we're talking about Chulin. This is Chulin Bazara. Chulin Bazara is a Shechita Shani Reuya. So the first one wasn't a Shechita. So the second one also shouldn't be Chayef Malkus. Third raya, kachim bifnim. What if you have two karbanas inside? So harishon kasher upater, wonderful. That's the regular karban. Vasheni sofik esarabayim, and the second one is going to be chayev for osov esbeno upasol. So why? Michti shaminan leiler Reb Shimon damer shchita sheni ruya losh mashchita. Reb Shimon holds that Reb Shimon is not a good shchita. Look at this line. Shchitas kachim. So whenever you shecht a karban, the Gemara is suggesting here that according to Reb Shimon, it should be impossible to violate Oso Espino by Kachim. Why? Because you need a Shechita Ru'uya. After you shecht a carbon, can you eat the meat yet? Can't eat the meat yet. You need Zrika. So isn't every Shechita, according to Reb Shimon, considered a Shechita Sheina Ru'uya? Shechitas Kachim Nami. Shechita Sheina Ru'uya. It should be called a Shechita Sheina Ru'uya. Why? To call Kama, to Lozarek Dam, Lo Mishri Basar. Right, every time the bus is not maftered yet, so Shani Amai Sofek Esarbaim Upasol. So why does the second guy get Malkus? So Elishvami no Delo Kereb Shimon. Okay, that also proves Delo Kereb Shimon. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says here, Afilu Osov Esbeno Nami Lereb Shimon Loniga Bekachim. It must be you don't say it when it comes to Kachim according to Reb Shimon. Tosfos has an important Hara, even though elsewhere in Shas we find Reb Shimon holds Kol HaOmed Lizro Kizarek Dami. Right, Reb Shimon holds that. Look at the first lines of Tosfos Dekama, fourth wide line in Tosfos. The Avagav the Reb Shimon called my Lizro Kizarek Dami, but that's still not good enough over here. Hainu Dafka Lachash Niskaba Bakos. That's after Kabbalah Saddam. But after Shechita stop time, you don't say Kalomi Lizrok anymore. You don't say it yet. So even according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to be good enough. Period. Okay. Next, so the Gemara proves in three cases of the Mishnah that it's not like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Pshita the Hachi Isa. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious that the Mishnah is against Reb Shimon. Right to quote three cases, make such a big deal about it. So the Gemara says, Shchitas Kadshim Itzri Chalei. No, the third line is the Chiddush one, which we probably would have suggested ourselves. Why? I might have said, Shchitas Kadshim Shchita Ruihi. Come on! The Shchita doesn't matter the animal to eat, but it's going to be mutter in a minute. Right? So it is Shchita Ruihi. Why? Dehai Nachar V'Zarek Dam. What if I kill the animal without shechting it, and then I did Zrikas Adam, Lo Mishri Basar. The Basar is not Mutter. So what do you see from there? The Shechita does play a role in mattering the animal. V'chishach ad Mishri Basar, v'shechita ru'yi. So you might have said that since the Shechita does play a role in mattering the meat, so that's called the Shechita ru'ya, even though it's not the final step, but it does play a role in mattering the Basar. Kamash Malan, that's not good enough according to Reb Shimon. It's still called Shechita Sheni Ru'uya, the Gemara assumes, and therefore that alt line is also against Reb Shimon. Period. So end of that section. Yeah. According to Reb Shimon, you could bring Lechatchila, you could bring, right. According to him, Erev Pesach wasn't so crazy.
Right.
Yesterday we said that Erev Pesach must have been a whole balagan. But according to Reb Shimon, Erev Pesach, wouldn't that be a problem? Because there's no also espanol by kachshim. Correct. Because from each one, each shchita is not ru'uya in that way. Weiter. Says the Gemara 1 second. The Gemara is talking about all these different types of isurim that you're going to violate. Right? Osav espanol, shchutei chutz, chulam bazara, velukunami mishum labda mechusar zman. Once it's osav espanol and you shecht to the first animal, the second one you cannot shecht today. So there's a separate isurim mechusar zman. So why don't you say get malchus for that? Ditanya minayin what?
Not
right. Now stop. Now we're back to the general questions on the Mishnah. Ditzna ditanya minayin lekol psul and shebeshar v'shebeseshu below yeratzeh. How do I know that any psul balmum mechusar zman also violates the isra of lo yeratzeh? Tamalomar v'shar v'sesaru v'kalut v'chulu li made al psul and shebeshar v'shebeseshu below yeratzeh. They're all included. All the bali mumin are included in Lo Yeratza. It's fascinating. There are five Averos related to Bali Mumin. You can't be Makrovit, you can't Shechta, you can't burn it, you can't... We'll talk all about those in Mitzvah Shir. But they're all also included in Lo Yeratza. So why doesn't the Mishnah list off that one? So Gemara says, Kika Chashiv Lavi Dosov Esbeno. The Mishnah only lists off the Lavi Mosov Esbeno. Lavi Nuchroi Loka Chashiv. It doesn't get into other types of Yisurim. This parak is about Osov Esbeno. Gemara says, 1 second, v'lo, v'kachim b'chutz, t'lavi nechroi ninu, kachim b'chutz is a separate issur of a kachashiv, and it lists it, t'ktani, kachim b'chutz, arisha chayv kares, v'shneim sofik nesarboim. So why does it say shchut echutz? So bish, l'ma sheni mishum lav da osav esbeno, el arisha namai sofik, lav mishum t'lav da shchut echutz. Right, so you see the Mishnah does list off external, non-osav esbeno yisurim. So why don't you list mechusar zman? So the Gemara answers two answers. Answer number one: Kol echa delek alav osav esbeno chashav lav nichrai. If there's no other iser, it'll tell you though that you're still doing something wrong. Shchut echutz. V'kol echa diiga lav osav esbeno lachashav lav nichrai. You're right. In the case where you violate osav esbeno, you also might violate mechusar zman. The Gemara doesn't list off double isurim. If it's already aser, it's aser. The Gemara's not interested in listing off each one. Period. Big discussion in the Rishonim here. Tosfos asks, and Tosfos Velilki, what's the question about asking from this Isra of Lo Yeratza? Isn't that a lav shebeklalos? It's a lav that includes many Yisurim. We just said, Balmo, Mechusar Zman, so you don't get a Malkus for lav shebeklalos. So the Rabban says, oh, according to the Manda Amar, that you Malkin a lav shebeklalos. But Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos just leaves it, but Tzarachian, why here is the Gemara suggested you get Malkus, isn't it a lav shebeklalos? Another topic that we can... that we could talk about. Okay, but we'll have to, should we do a little, we have another minute, let's just do another minute, and that is, for the dimension, all of those Yisurim of Baal Mum that this pasuk is based on. It's fascinating. The Torah has separate Yisurim, Reish Pei Hei, in the Chinuch. You can't be Maknash Baal Mum, you can't put a mum on a karban. It misses, I say, to bring a karban tamim. You can't do zrikas adam of a baal mum. You can't shecht a baal mum. You can't be makriv a baal mum. Six separate isurim related to bali mumin. Right, why do you need so many separate isurim? Just say, baal mum l'gabi ha-mizbeach. But the Gemara says off. Right, we're very worried about it. very worried about each of these. Each one is an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bringing a Baal Mum L'Gabi HaMizbeach, and therefore it would be Usur. There is an important Rambam, and we'll talk about Lav Shebu Klalos a little bit more tomorrow. But the Rambam here in Isurei Mizbeach Gimel Zayin says, after he lists off all the psulim, Kilayim, Yotzei Dofen, Mechusar Zman, Nidme, Roveya, Nirba, Muksa, all of them. The Rambam says, Yirali, Sha'af api she'ein kol ha'psulim ha'elu ruyin l'karban, im omar v'hikrivan, eino lokem in ha'Torah. Lefi shalon is parsha az harasan. You don't get malchus for any of these. And the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, all deal with, seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say it's included in Lo Yiratzeh, and the Gemara suggests that you should get Malkus. Right, either I'm going like the Seifa, the next line that we didn't get to yet, I said Nitak Laseh, that only applies by some of them, Nosar and others. But most of these are not Nitak Laseh, Roveya, Nirba, Muksa, Mechusar Zman, Mechusar because you could wait. So that's why, very difficult, number one, why you don't get Malkus, and what's the Yirali? What's the year elite? So the Bekesa Mishnah and the Radvaz here struggle to try to figure out the pshat in this Rambam. But just to be aware of it, in Gimel Zayin in Yisurim Mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop here. And Beth Hashem, we will continue. Again, Mitzvah Shir is still going. Parsha Shir is tonight, Beth Hashem. And I'm going to try at some point this week to get a Dapiyin Shir up relating to Paskening based on the dreams and the Simon Min HaShemayim. We'll try to do that.